Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, May 19th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, AT&T plans to acquire DirecTV, Google makes a purchase, Baidu makes a big investment in Silicon Valley, and protecting your data while searching for a job. Those stories and more as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
AT&T has agreed to acquire DirecTV for $49 billion. The deal highlights how the biggest companies in television and telecommunications are bulking up in order to face an ever-changing media landscape, where growth in some markets like pay TV and wireless subscriptions are slowing, while others like streaming video is exploding. The combined company would create a media conglomerate with 26 million pay TV subscribers. That would be only second to the proposed merger of Comcast and Time Warner Cable. Google is buying an augmented reality startup to help beef up its translation technology. The search giant has purchased Quest Visual, a company behind an app called WordLens that automatically translates words seen through a smartphone video camera. Quest technology would be folded into a team running Google Translate. Terms weren't disclosed. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the search giant is also in talks to possibly acquire Twitch, the fast-growing service that lets video game users broadcast their gameplay to internet users. Talks are in early stages, and a deal is not imminent. The Israeli tech firm Mobileye has submitted a preliminary confidential filing to list on the NASDAQ stock market. Mobileye is aiming to raise as much as $1 billion in an initial public offering later this year that could value the company between $3.5 and $5 billion. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Company develops collision avoidance technology used by some of the world's biggest car makers. As we continue, web-savvy criminals target job hunters.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
The Chinese search giant Baidu is investing $300 million in a new research and development center in Silicon Valley. It'll have almost 200 employees. Finally today, web-savvy criminals more and more are targeting job hunters. They're posing as recruiters and creating fake websites to steal personal data that they use to commit identity fraud. The Journal's Dennis Nishi says people who are looking for work are more susceptible to losing their personal data.
The funny thing is that job hunters are very eager to share their information because they're looking for work and they want to put on their best face. What they should do is just exercise the caution they would everywhere else.
Nishi says be extra concerned if a company starts asking you for personal data early in the process.
If the company does ask, is this information up front, they're asking for your social security number right off the bat, you should be suspicious because most companies are not going to run a background check on everybody who sends in a resume.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.